Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
1-2 to Freeman. There's a dozen for Trey Savage.
Well, what this shows me is John Snyder is looking at the results more than he's looking at anything else. I told you before, you got to throw away stats and tendencies when you're in a one game. Obviously, you got to win two, but you're in a one game situation where your pitcher is having a moment. Don't go to the stats when he's having a moment. Let your eyes determine it. Well, when you think the hitters are telling you different.
Chopper to third, Clement to second, over the first, double play, a World Series masterpiece.
This World Series has been fascinating. It has been extraordinary. It has been epic. And the Toronto Blue Jays go home leading this World Series 3-2, which I think surprises most people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Myself included.
So we get a game 6 on Friday, and if Yoshinobu Yamamoto can rise up and do his thing, maybe we get a game 7 on Saturday. That'd be nice.
Good job by MLB to stay away from the NFL. Stay away tonight.
Yeah.
And you stay away Sunday.
And they stayed away. Well, they didn't stay away Monday.
Monday, there's nothing they could do.
There's nothing they could do.
But Thursday and Sunday, stay away.
Yeah, it's a smart thing to do. I saw this TV ratings number.
Ooh.
That there were 8 million people watching when Freddie Freeman walked it off at 2:45 Eastern time. And that is more people that were watching than when the game began, when first pitch happened. There were more people watching when that game ended than when that game began.
I have a theory.
It's kind of amazing.
The theory is that game started local time 5:08 in L.A., right?
Yes. Yes.
I think that there were probably a horde of Dodgers fans that got home from work, got dinner done,
and then
got the kids to bed, and were like, wait, what's happening?
And so by 11:45, they were still locked in?
They're really locked in.
Yeah.
And then you see something epic again from Freddie Freeman in a World Series game.
It's a good theory. It's still an amazing number.
There's no doubt about it. Like, baseball should be super happy about that because it shows what it means, like the drama of a game, of the World Series.
Yeah.
That people be like, no, I'm invested.
Yeah.
I am invested in this and I will click on.
Because a lot of people were texting each other and calling each other. Hey, you watching this?
Are you up?
Yeah.
For a different reason.
Yeah.
You get the you up text. It's so funny. I actually got a text from a friend of mine that was like, yeah, you know, we should hang out because, you know, text is good for saying hey and catching up on 18-inning baseball games.
That's what it is. It was happening like crazy. So I woke up the next day, Lawrence, and I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had that story of Will Klein, the pitcher, and I don't need to rehash the story.
Share for the people, though, that don't know it.
It's just the dude, he threw the last 4 innings of the game and 4 scoreless innings, and he'd never thrown more than 30 pitches in a game. He threw 72, and this 25-year-old last guy on the roster gets mobbed by all his Hall of Fame teammates. And it's like, that story moved me so much. He said, I could never have dreamt a dream this good, you know? And it moved me so much. And I knew I was going to get a chance to come in here and talk about it. But I texted you guys about it in the morning already, right? With the details. I texted my siblings about it. I texted a group of baseball fans from college about it. And another group of baseball fans from college. I texted a group of musician baseball fans. I texted some other former radio colleague baseball fan. I called my wife and told her about it. I couldn't get enough of telling everybody this story. And I realized what I was doing was trying to fill the gaping hole left by my dad, who died 4 months ago. And some of the listeners probably remember my dad, Herb Spiegel. He was a damn good guest on Hit and Run from time to time. And he died 4 months ago, and I didn't realize how much I was missing him. And it has been an ache all week of this World Series since that 18-inning game. I can't tell him about it. I can't talk to him about it. And it freaking kills me. I called his widow, my stepmother, and talked with her about it.
How much he would have loved it.
Oh, God. And it was really nice. And in all these conversations, he's alive, you know, with my siblings. I told them how much I was missing him. And then we started talking about him. And then there he is present, you know, which was amazing. But like, I got into what we do to tell stories about sports. And I really got into it to make my dad listen to me. I was thinking about that this week. Because I knew that he would listen. But if I came to him with a good enough sports story or a sports fact or trivia, I knew I had him. Father of five, busy guy, active life. And like, I grew up reading old books that he had around of baseball stories and sports stories. Bill Stern, the old radio guy from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. A precursor to our guy Paul Harvey. You know, those kind of baseball stories, right? I read that stuff, and it ended up carving out a life where I get to talk about this stuff, and it's trying to talk to him. And I'm lucky I had him. I had him. The dude lived to 93, you know, unbelievable. And I'm lucky that I had him. But man, when you lose somebody and it's mixed in with the sports as well, it's like, whew, that doesn't go away. It's 4 months later, and it feels like I lost him yesterday. You know what I mean? I wrote a eulogy. I wrote his obituary. But it's still like the grief just doesn't go away. And now every great baseball game in this whole World Series, I'm just thinking about him the entire time. And I figured there's people out there who could relate in this kind of moment.
I'm not your psychologist, even though I sometimes play it here on the radio show. You were doing this during the Cubs series, like the Cubs-Padres series. Like it was starting to like, man, I wish my dad was watching this, and I wish I could talk to him about that. And
right.
I think that there,
it's going to be there forever.
Yes,
isn't it?
but with how recently it was, like it
hitting me hard this postseason.
Because you talk about someone who was feeling the vibes around Wrigley Field.
You're right.
you were feeling it.
I didn't even think about that.
You know, and especially the night where you had to choose, between the two sides of your personality. You're like, I'm here doing this radio show. The game's getting ready to start. We got to go do a show.
Yeah.
And then you made it back to the ballpark.
And that was my life. I grew up with my parents like listening to opera and watching a baseball game with no sound on the TV. I grew up with that mix. And my mom was a music person. Dad was the sports person. So you're right. That's why that hit me as hard as it did.
That connection, that the generational connection to and with sports is pretty much why everyone gets involved in it to some degree. And the way that we share that, and sometimes the way that we show love to each other, can be wrapped inside of sports.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because it's, yeah, I mean, that's fascinating. That everyone, and it could be different levels, like whatever
100%.
Whatever little instinct got you there. We do show love by being able to talk about it, because it's always something you can connect on, even if talking about the other stuff might be difficult, right?
100%. And people can get to know you through sports in what I think is intimate. Like, it's an intimate way, like the things that you care about. Like, my dad now will watch an Alabama football game with
me. Oh, see, that's beautiful.
You know, like, and now that he's like, okay, and I can be like, hey, there's the campus.
Come
that's
on.
Where I graduated from. Like, that's where this picture is from. Like, that sort of thing.
High time!
Damn right, high time.
But that's what's up, man. Because you watch stuff because he was into it at the beginning.
Yep.
And now it becomes this exchange, hopefully, as your relationship deepens.
Yeah, and I think all of us, to some degree, have that connection with sports. It's why we love it. And you want to share it. Sometimes that sharing of it plays out in the group, in the collective. That's why when Twitter was Twitter, that's why it was so great.
Oh, it was connection. Totally, totally was connection in it. And I still go there seeking that kind of honest, emotional connection sometimes.
It's still there. That's why I do the halftime thing.
Yeah,
with the GIF.
Yeah.
I love that. It makes me happy when I get all of the replies, because it shows that as a group, we're all watching a Bears game and we all have thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And we could share it. And I look forward to it every single Sunday.
Yeah, I see you do it. It's funny because like our group thread is much more active as a show during Bears games. And we've stopped, at least I've stopped kind of tweeting my thoughts and just kind of saving them to do the radio show. But then I pop on at halftime and I see you doing that each time.
And I love it because the creativity that you see from our listener base and our friends.
From the people you've cultivated. Yes. People that get you.
And you go, oh my God, that is perfect. That is spot on. Those are the types of things that happen when we go to games where you meet like-minded people.
Ideally.
And for us, it's a little bit different because people know who we are, mm-hmm. and they want to talk to us about it. I told Tanny and Alex yesterday, I'm in the Pedway. These two guys are clearly like on, you know, I was going to get my Starbucks or whatever. These two guys who are clearly on their lunch break, like they see me and they're walking one way and I'm walking another. And they go, Lawrence, is Caleb going to be okay? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, give it a couple of weeks. Let's see kind of where we're at. And they just kind of started laughing. But that's the thing, that connection. It's why like there's so many good Sox fan groups. And I have come to the belief now that Sox fans, sure, they're Sox fans, but they're more so fans of the family that has been built in the misery of being a White Sox fan over the last decade.
That's why when I called you a White Sox fan culturally, It hit a nerve, and I borrowed that from Judaism. Like, are you a hardcore religious Jew? I'm more of a cultural Jew. For you, it's as a White Sox fan, it hit. But there's something about baseball, though, isn't there?
I mean, yes.
Maybe it's just because it's such a great sport to talk about. It's such a great discussion sport, and it's so...
It's built on discussion because there's time.
Yeah, there's time for it, absolutely. But it's also, it's time travel. I mean, you sit there and... When Trey Savage, I think he had the most strikeouts for anybody under 22 in a World Series since Smokey Joe Wood. I know Smokey Joe Wood because my dad had books about great players from the 10s and 20s and the aughts. And there's Smokey Joe Wood. You know, it's like, so I'm instantly, you end up thinking of them. Any extra inning game, my dad would always get in touch with my brother and say, "You awake? You're an adult now. You can stay awake," because he didn't let him stay awake for Carlton Fisk's home run in 1975, and he felt guilty about it for decades, for the rest of his life. So anytime there was an extra inning playoff game, he'd always get in touch with my brother and say, "I want to make sure you're awake. You know, you're allowed to stay awake now." Just like it's been an emotional week. And then I saw this, and I think this is a beautiful thing to add to the mix from Kevin Clark. Great football podcaster, right? Mm-hmm. Football writer and football podcaster.
Worked forever for the Wall Street Journal. I don't know where he is now. Is he still there?
Yeah. What's his show called? That now I forget. It's by Kevin Clark is the Twitter nom de plume. I forget what his show is called. But he lost his father last week. Kevin Clark lost his dad. And he had an interview scheduled with Jim Nantz. And he decided to honor the interview that he had scheduled with Jim Nantz to talk football because his dad would have wanted him to keep going and keep doing his thing. And Jim Nantz caught wind of this and so did a bunch of research on his own about Kevin Clark's dad and came to the interview ready to talk football, but ready to talk about fathers and about Kevin Clark's father in particular. How about that human effort from the great Jim Nantz? And here's a little bit of their conversation, which is in the media diet for Chris Tannehill this week and now in ours because of that.
One of the best pieces of advice I ever got came from Arnold Palmer in a moment like this. My dad had not passed yet, but he was failing, and I was facing some rather large career decisions. Actually, it was the opportunity to move over to news and leave the boyhood dream. This is all I ever wanted to do is work for CBS Sports. But now I had an opportunity to work for CBS News and leave this behind. And it was a big opportunity financially and beyond. But that wasn't what was in my heart. And I grieved because my dad wasn't capable of being able to consult me on this. He was deep down the road on with his battle with Alzheimer's. But there was some attention about this decision. It was in the media. And I ended up saying, I'm not taking the money, and that's not the driver for me. I have the job I always wanted. I'm staying with sports. So shortly thereafter, I mean, maybe 2 weeks after that decision had been played out in the press, I saw Arnold at Augusta. It was one of his last times as a competitor, and he was on the putting green. And he looked over, he saw me, and he said, "Hey, come over here." And I had a beneficiary of a wonderful friendship with Arnold. It was so deep that I actually, one day, I did his eulogy. I was one of his eulogists at his funeral. So anyway, he came over and he walked me through, "How come you made this decision? How did you come to it?" And I told him it was hard. He said, "Why was it hard?" And I said, "Because my dad wasn't there to be able to talk it through." He says, "No, you don't understand. Your dad made that decision with you." I said, "How's that?" He said, "He was talking to you the whole time. You just didn't realize it. He was right here." And Arnold had a big hand, like a baseball mitt. And he reached and almost knocked me over. He kept hitting me right here in the heart. He says, "Jim, he was right here. He's right here. He's always going to be right here. You were listening to him. And you made that decision in concert with your father. Don't ever forget. For as long as you're alive and you face moments in your lifetime, you don't know what to do. Just remember, he's right here." That's the best advice I can tell you. As you march on, your career is magical, hugely successful. It's only going to get bigger. You got so many roads to conquer and great things to go out there and achieve. He's still going to be right there, just like Arnold said.
Poof. That's Jim Nantz talking about Arnold Palmer and dads and your dad being right there. Goodness. So, and my dad was with me this week. Right, he's with us on this show
right now.
He's with us right now as we talk baseball.
Like that's
October of 1956, and I was a Air Force navigator at the time, and I was going to miss the baseball game because I always like to listen to the World Series game. Mm-hmm. But the engineer got me the ball game on the airplane on the radio. And it was Don Larsen's perfect game.
My dad listened to Don Larsen's perfect game on the on his airplane radio with the Air Force while moving an atomic bomb around during the Cold War. Tanny, you got to be playing my dad's voice. What are you doing?
He's doing what
trying
he's
to get me to cry.
To
you're trying to do that thing, that Roy Firestone thing that he did to Cuba Gooding Jr. I know. Trying to make me cry.
Now, if I want to make you cry, I'd bring up your reply all email fiasco. Which is really
dental plan.
Caught
dude.
Fire around the hallways
it
around
really
here.
It really has. It really has. Everybody I see from any station around these hallways, like, hey, how about the pigs reply all, huh? How about the dental plan? Did you find anything out about the expanded dental?
The thing is that I feel like you might be the canary in the coal mine on this. I think the reason that it resonates is maybe other people are going through the same thing.
Rob Hart from BBM's got a daughter who's about to approach bracesdom.
Dental plan.
Now we all know about it. Connectivity. It's what it's all about. Back to where we originally started.
So listen, look, this segment is ending, but this conversation doesn't have to speak. So if you want to get back into this at some point after the World Series is over or whenever, we can. Because there are a lot of people who are connected. That's what we do. That's what the score is.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree, and I appreciate it. And it's like, it's been a weird and tough week. And I you know, there's a great Jim Carrey quote on grief, and it's long, but the short of it is this: the truth is, you never truly move on. You move with it. The love you had does not disappear; it transforms. And I think that's absolutely true.
That's what's up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.